Everyone.
Good morning.
We'll begin in prayer. Lord, I thank you for being in our midst. I thank you for this glorious day.
Yes.
That you've given us. Bless us to do all that's in your heart, Lord. Learn what the things that you want to relate to us. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Blow your trumpet.
Yeah, last week we started chapter 15.
Chapter 15,
St. John.
St. John.
And the setting is just after the Lord's Supper. They're on their way to the Garden of Gethsemane. And verse 7 is the key verse. Let's see. I'll just start over and make it down to verse 7. He says, I am the vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that bears not fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that bears fruit, he purges it, that it may bring forth more fruit. Now ye are clean through the word which I have spoken to you. He said, abide in me, and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine.
Amen.
Except ye abide in me.
Mm-hmm.
I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abides in me, and I in him, the same brings forth much fruit.
Amen.
For without me ye can do nothing. If a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch, and is withered. And men gather them, and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. If ye abide in me, and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done to you.
Thank you, Lord.
Verse 7 is the key. If ye abide in me and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will and it shall be done to you.
Mm.
Abiding in him, that's the same as living in him, living in agreement with him, living in obedience to him, communing with him, being at peace with him.
Mm-hmm.
And you know you're abiding in him with the peace. When he withdraw his presence, you know something is wrong. one of the scriptures we use when we first started the classes, the judgment of the believer's self. If we judge ourselves, we won't be judged. If we don't judge ourselves, the Holy Spirit will chastise us so that we can repent. And then we can get it right and we'll go on in peace. On the radio, I had the same lesson. The Lord had me to parallel with the parable of the sower. There were four types of heart. The seed that was sown by the wayside, seed that was sown among stony ground, seed that was sown among the thorns, and then the good ground. In all four types of soil, all four types of heart, the thing that would have made the difference is the word. The soul soweth the word, so that we can hear the word, so that we can be saved and be like him. But the seed that's sown among those that are like the wayside, when they hear the word, they don't want it. They reject it. And the enemy comes and take away what they heard immediately.
Mm-hmm.
Because if they keep hearing the word, it may get in their heart.
Mm. Jesus.
The stony ground, they received the word, but they didn't grow roots. And when pressure came, they folded. And they went back to their own understanding. And those that were like the thorns, they worry. And they absorb the word. They waste the word that they've heard, and they don't bring forth fruit. But the seed that's sown in good ground, they hear it, and it gets in their heart, it grows, and then it enables them to abide in the Lord and bear fruit. So the key ingredient is the word. And sometimes the people we work with that end up getting saved, they had a wayside heart. But after watching you live the word of God for years, that word got in their heart.
Mm.
And they end up getting saved.
Jesus.
The same thing with stony ground. That's why going to church is so important. If a person they don't have the roots of the word, if they keep going and keep hearing, their heart can soften and they can get to the point that they bear good fruit. But the
like you're saying, one time they may just hear that word that will, you know, turn their hearts or draw them, you know. They are here. That's the reason it's so important that pastors pray and ask God what to really minister, because the Holy Spirit knows who's coming that day.
Yes, ma'am.
When I used to minister, and I was aware that some people may come that don't normally come, I would go in God's presence because He may enable me to say that one thing that may get them started.
One little thing.
And it works that way. And it happens. My sister said she came back to the Lord because I said, God loves you. And it just clicked. She's dedicated.
It's something so simple. God loves you. Yeah.
And it's absent from people's lives. They don't even realize that everybody wants to be loved. But it's absent, and they can't figure out why. And it's all about the Lord.
Yeah. I remember years ago, a friend of mine, I told all my friends about Jesus. Some of them liked it, some of them didn't. But one of them in particular, he didn't. He was unresponsive, you know, at first. And one day the Lord said, tell him that I love him. I did. He said, I'm glad somebody does.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Now watch this. The same season, a few weeks apart, my cousin, I said, the Lord told me to tell you that He loved you. And she said, I'm glad somebody does. So where does the hard heart come from? The wayside heart, the stony heart, and the worry. That's satanic interference. Now they decide what side they're going to be on. Some people just love the world. And even if they get saved, they're going to go back just because they love the world and the way of it. But there are people who have a wayside heart that can be salvageable. Now, if they died in that condition, they'll go straight to hell. But if they see the word in action, their heart can soften. But the key thing is we have two duties here, two things. If you abide in me and my words abide in you. It's possible to live in Him and not latch hold to the word that you hear. You'll live a moral life, but you won't go far.
So you said it's possible to receive Christ as your Savior, to get in Him, but not get the word in you.
And it's possible to be in Him and even have a relationship with Him, and not have the word in you to where you can bear fruit. Because every time I want to make a change, I have to find the word on that subject in order to conquer it.
Exactly.
And so you're saying this is union.
Union.
We're union, you know, coming together really as one.
Yeah.
I'm in Him and Him and He. It's almost like a husband and wife. They become one. You get one name, you don't get a chance. Some people get a chance to keep their name, but really they don't. Your name actually really changed. You become one name. One
kind of
name.
He said, depart from me, I never knew you. That's actually an intimate term. You know, talk about intimacy. Okay. He did not know you intimacy. In Matthew chapter 7, you know?
Yeah. That fits.
At the risk of throwing a cog into the works, what about verse 2?
Verse 2. Every branch in me that bears not fruit, He takes away, and every branch that bears fruit, He purges it that it may bring forth more fruit. And that's true. If we don't bear fruit, you know, things in my life that didn't bear fruit, He helped me correct it. And you can get to the point that you walk out, and you know, every branch in me that bears not fruit takes away, and every branch in me that bears fruit, He purges that it may bring forth more fruit. And it takes the word of God in all cases to state to you. If you don't have a strong love for the word, the enemy can tempt you out of the kingdom. And if it's possible to receive the word and not have a relationship. All the, you know, but when we have both, we're unconquerable. And we become, we have a relationship, and we're steadily receiving the word and living by it. Then you bring those two together, the Holy Spirit can use the relationship to help you unlock the word to you, to make the word plain to you. And he'll give you wisdom for every situation. And that's what's missing.
Let's go back to Tim said, every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away.
Mm-hmm.
And every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth, that it may bring forth more
fruit. More fruit.
Now, this is not talking about a loss of salvation, but we're talking about a loss of fruit.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't, say, if every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away.
Mm-hmm.
When we talk about fruit, what are we talking about?
Fruits of the Spirit.
Fruits of the Spirit. And, what else?
And even the fruits of others that get saved.
That's the biggest fruit, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Salvation.
All of them.
Well, it's just like in the natural. He's giving us something in the natural. When a tree does not bear fruit in the natural,
mm-hmm.
people cut it down.
Yeah.
But if it bears some fruit, they purge it to bring full fruit.
Right. Go out there and prune it out.
They prune it out.
Mm-hmm.
Your life on earth not having much fruit is a difficult life to live.
Yeah.
Christian life.
I consider it like a roller coaster. You're always got your highs and lows.
That's it. Yeah. You're never really enjoying your trip to heaven. Mm-hmm. You're never enjoying it. I mean, it's up and down. I'm saved today. I don't know if I'm saved tomorrow. I mean, you're not bearing much fruit.
Mm-hmm. In verse 6, he said, if a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch and is withered, and men gather them and cast them into the fire, and they're burned. Now, they're not, that's somebody that they have no communion with the Lord, no agreement. They don't agree with him. They disagree with him. They went back to the world. The word of God keeps us stable. The relationship with the Lord keeps us in. So we have to have both. If there's no Balaam, the prophet Balaam,
mm-hmm.
he was a prophet,
right?
But he got into, he loved the money more than the will of God.
Okay.
And the angel was gonna kill him. But the donkey wouldn't go past the angel. And then the Lord had mercy on him, but he was still an enemy. And Moses ended up sending the guy, his elite, to kill him. And they did. But, yeah, we're out of time.
I'm hitting on the cross. We're way out of time.
1 Corinthians 15.
Okay. And release something for the people. Now, if anybody's sitting around here that's taking communion, and you have maybe things you're dealing with in your body, speak to it. Do it by faith. Receive from it. If you have any,
there it is.
The cup. This is the cup of blessing. If you have any lack, if you have any, in this cup right here, are many, many promises of Jesus. The many, many, this is the New Testament.
Mm-hmm.
All the promises of mm-hmm. Jesus is in here.
That's
release
right.
your faith for that even as you take this. Just talk.
Mm-hmm.
I know he's going to talk as we take it. And mm-hmm. when he said, and let's eat this bread, you know, then we eat the bread. And when he said, let's drink
mm-hmm.
from the cup of blessing, we would drink from the cup of blessing.
Mm-hmm. At the Last Supper in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 24, it says, and when he had given thanks, he brake it and said, take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. this do in remembrance of me, not to be forgotten. I asked the Lord something about healing. And I said, Lord, I was wanting to know more about how to receive healing faster and keep it. Mm-hmm. He said, it's as easy as picking fruit. And I meditated on that. And I every time I thought about that, and if I had a problem, I not only pray for it, take thought for it, but I would remember that it's as easy as picking fruit. So let's take this communion. He said, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. Broken for you. This do in remembrance of me.
Father, I thank you that this bread represents the stripes that are on your body. Mm-hmm. Your stripes on your body that represent healing. I speak healing to this body. As I eat this body, as I eat this bread, Lord, I thank you that I say healing will come. We call forth healing. We take our faith. We take this meal in faith.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
We eat it in faith.
Yes. After the same manner also, he took the cup when he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as oft as ye drink it in remembrance of me.
Lord, any challenges, anything that anybody's having today, God, Lord, you've already made provision. This is the cup of provision.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Any challenge, Lord, Hamasakati, you've already provided for. Mm-hmm. And as we drink to it, Lord Jesus, we thank you, Lord, that there's provision. Amen.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Lord. Bless you.